NSSN Conference united and implacable in opposition to austerity Tessa Warrington. 1 year ago in the selfsame hall, at the 9th annual conference of the National Shop Stewards Network in SSN, the burning question was also of a referendum. It was ahead of the referendum on EU austerity in Greece, to which the Greek working class voted a resounding arxy, no. The mood was jubilant and defiant. This year, set amid the tumultuous events following our own EU referendum, the mood was determined and serious. The urgent discussion needed across the trade union movement, how we defend Jeremy Corbyn, how we cut across growth of the right wing and defeat austerity, came out in the many contributions from the floor and top table. This conference marked over a decade of the NSSN supporting workers' struggle, and organizing among the rank and file. Susan Muna from the Unite Len 1111 housing branch thanked the NSSN for its backing in their recent dispute. As an organized branch with wider support, they won after just 1 day of action. Dave Smith from the Blacklist support group also wrote to praise the NSSN. He said blacklisted workers could not have won their victories without the whole movement. The morning session was titled, "Organized to Take on the Tories, Link the Strikes." Fighting General Secretaries Madrak of the Fire Brigades Union, Steve Gillen of the Prison Officers Association and Ronnie Draper of the Bakers Union before who spoke alongside Janice Godric, President of the Civil Servants Union PCS, of the desperate need for a general strike against austerity. Madrak reflected the fear that Brexit will lead to a strengthening of the right wing, and criticized the Socialist Party's anti-austerity leave position. Speaking later, former Unison NEC member Glenn Kelly took him up for departing the conference, as soon as he'd spoken without listening to the debate. He said it is the tradition of our movement to have fraternal, at times sharp, debate. It has never been a tradition to walk out before any opposition has chance to comment. Glenn went on to explain that racism had been stoked not by anti-EU workers, but by both Tory-led official campaigns. The Leave vote has in fact undermined the Tory party, unleashing the demand for a general election, and posing a Corbyn-led government, a real prospect to take on the Tories. Blairite attacks. NSSN chair Rob Williams urged the trade union movement to rally behind Corbyn in the face of the Blairite attacks, as did trade unionist and socialist coalition chair and former Labour MP Dave Nellist. They called on Corbyn to open up Labour Party structures to anti-austerity forces outside the party to defend his leadership. Chris Bohr, PCS Deputy General Secretary, reaffirmed his union's support for Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell, and pressed the need for a mass conference of the left to discuss a way forward. There were contributions from sacked activists, including two migrant cleaners from United Voices of the World and CWU Rep Clive Walder. Samworth Brothers worker and Pfau activist Cumaran Bose spoke about his victimization for standing up against attacks on terms and wages. Addressing the multi-millionaire owners, he said, "You don't work on Christmas Day, you enjoy nice food and wine with your families. Why should we be forced to work?" Despite his dismissal, Cumaran is refusing to give up, and was met with a standing ovation when he said, "You can take everything from me, my wages, my job, my house, but you cannot take away the self-confidence I have. I will continue to fight, because I know it is wrong." Welsh Museums PCS striker Geraint Parfitt announced the significant victory of their 3-year dispute with the Welsh Assembly. They have secured permanent bank holiday payments and massively reduced weekend working. Geraint said he had not come to brag about their victory, but said if we can do this in a branch with just over 200 members, imagine what we could accomplish all together. It's time for a general strike. Speaking on the EU referendum, Oktay Sabaz, an activist from Turkish and Kurdish community group Demir, said, "I don't believe 17 million people in this country are racist. I do believe 17 million people are fed up with austerity and expressed that anger." Both he and Unite member Nancy Taff spoke about the politicization of migrant workers through the referendum campaign and the massive opportunities and need to unionize. Many others shared their experiences in the workshops on housing, education, organizing migrant and young workers. Important contributions came from the Butterfields housing campaign and Angelica to Elite, a German shop steward who described the backlash against EU austerity in her country. In the final session, French striker Yann Vernier of the CGT Union spoke of the massive ongoing social upheavals in France. A year ago he couldn't have predicted this movement, but since the start of the year strikes have doubled with each passing month. He explained the intense anger that has been building against the attacks of the Holland government, but that, while struggles remained isolated, this found no unified expression. Now, in response to the proposed imposition of a super-exploitative labor law, a united mass movement has been unleashed. Struggle has been raging on a continuous basis for over 4 months, with workers rediscovering the old methods of roadblocks and occupation of the bosses' organizations. Yann even described how workers had stormed Holland's Party Socialist headquarters and given it a paint job. The conference was closed by RMT President Senhoil, who railed against the Anti-Trade Union Act and threw down the gauntlet in opposing its attacks on democratic trade union rights, saying when freedom is outlawed, only outlaws will be free. That summed up the gritty determination of the conference to face the many challenges that lie ahead, united and implacable in our opposition to austerity and the ravages of the capitalist system.